appunto our podcast, which is part of a silver podcast developed by young people in Erasmus Pod Squad project. Today we're going to talk about understanding the LGBT community. I'm your host for today. My name is Chiara and we have here today Laura, a graphic design student.
Hi, a pleasure to be here.
Welcome, Laura. So, to start, do you mind explaining what the LGBT community stands for to those who don't know?
Of course, the LGBT community, which is also known as the LGBTQ+ community, gay community, or queer community, is a loosely defined grouping of lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender individuals united by the common culture or social movements. This community generally celebrates pride, diversity, individuality, and sexuality. LGBTQ activists and socialists see LGBT community building as a counterweight to heterosexism, homophobia, biphobia, transphobia, sexualism, or conformist pressure that exists in the larger community. The term pride, or sometimes gay pride, expresses the LGBT community identity and collective strength. Pride parades provide both a prime example of the use of the use and the demonstration of the general meaning of the term. The LGBT community is diverse in political affiliation. Not all people who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender consider themselves part of the LGBT community.
Oh, interesting. But can you tell us more about the history of the LGBT community? I mean, where and when did it all start?
Oh, that's a good one. You see, it wasn't something that started in the last 100 years. No, no. Same-sex relationships have been known from the ancient civilization from all around the world. There are in fact many stories and legends that have same-sex couples.
Wait, so was it represented in literature? I mean, were there any records of real people being in the same-sex relationship?
Oh yeah, for example, several members of Korean nobility class and Buddhist monks have been known to declare their attraction to members of the same sex. Some Korean emperors for thousands of years ago were also known of having male lovers. In some more, it was more common than you think in the ancient world to be romantic or end in a homosexual relationships.
So you're saying that there were people also like in high power that publicly were known to be in homosexual relationships. How come nowadays is looked down upon? What do you think changed?
Like many things in our history, it was a European colonization that influenced everything.
Right, of course.
It was in the 1500s that being homosexual was considered a crime. In some parts, it was thought to be such a bad crime that people were given the death penalty over it. Luckily, near the end of 1700s, being homosexual was no longer considered a crime in modern Europe. But then World War II happened, and that's a whole different kind of worms that would be here a week if I started to talk about it.
Yeah, of course. But what can we do to prevent history from repeating itself?
First thing first, being respectful for someone as privacy. Would you stare at someone's chest to figure out if they were a boy or girl, or who they slept with the night before?
No, I mean, why would anyone do that?
Because they think they have the right to know those things, especially when it's not the business to know. If you want to know more about them, ask respectfully. No one gets to choose how they were born. No one gets to change their skin color or where they were born from. If one person gets to dye their hair blue because it makes them feel better, why does someone have to suffer living in the wrong body and then get judged for wanting to change it?
But what about the people who wouldn't change? I mean, those who keep insisting on being respectful and even dangerous towards the LGBT community.
For those who are listening and have this mentality, stop it. Get some help.
Wait, was it a meme?
Yes, yes it was.
But now seriously, I want those people to think about it. Is it worth it to waste your life to hurt another? Just give you satisfaction to hurt someone who didn't hurt you. Think about it. And who also are being hurt, I suggest walking away from that environment. It's not healthy. Your mental and physical health matters more than just accepting the pain.
I agree. Well, this is what was very interesting. Thank you, Laura, for being here today. I think this is all for today. Do you have anything to add? You want to add?
Thank you for having me. And yes, be kind and be good people, everyone.
Thank you, Laura.